Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about this. Can you imagine going to the space station and orbiting around the planet? Can you imagine most of the students at school getting to talk live to the astronauts there? Can you imagine also the president joining in on that conversation? Well, it just happened. This is President Trump talking to the space station as students from all around America listen in. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
Station, this is your president. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir. We have you loud and clear.
Well, that's what we like. Great American equipment that works. And this isn't easy. I want to say it's very exciting to be here today. Very, very exciting. And to speak to you live with three brave American astronauts. These are our finest. These are great, great Americans, great people. Two join us from orbit aboard the International Space Station, Commander Peggy Watson and Colonel Jack Fisher. And Peggy Watson has been setting records, so we're going to talk about that very soon. I'm here in the Oval Office along with my daughter Ivanka and astronaut Kate Rubins, who recently returned from space and from the space station. Together, we are being joined by students all across America, thousands and thousands of students who are learning. They're learning about space, learning about a lot of other things. And they're watching this conversation from the classroom. And all over, we have astronauts and we have everybody. We're flying right now 17,000 miles per hour. That's about as fast as I've ever heard. I wouldn't want to be flying 17,000 miles an hour, but that's what you do. Peggy, Jack, and Kate, I know that American students are thrilled to hear from you. But first, I want to say that this is a very special day in the glorious history of American space flight. Today, Commander Watson, you have broken the record for the most total time spent in space by an American astronaut, 534 days and counting. That's an incredible record to break. And on behalf of our nation and, frankly, on behalf of the world, I'd like to congratulate you. That is really something. And I'd like to know, how does it feel to have broken such a big and important record?
Well, it's actually a huge honor to break a record like this. But it's an honor for me back basically to be representing all the folks at NASA who make this spaceflight possible and who make me setting this record feasible. And so it's very exciting time to be at NASA. We are all very much looking forward, as directed by your new NASA bill. We're excited about the missions to Mars in the 2030s, and so we're actually physically have hardware on the ground that's being built for the SLS rocket that's going to take us there. And the, of course, the hardware being built now is going to be for the test flights that will eventually get us there. But it's a very exciting time, and I'm so proud of the team.
Great. And what are we learning from having you spending your time up there? I know so much research is done. I'm getting a glimpse of some of it right here in the Oval Office. What are we learning by being in space?
Well, I think probably the International Space Station is providing a key bridge from us doing living on Earth to going somewhere into deep space. So on those Mars missions, we need to better understand how microgravity is really affecting our body, and we need to understand it in great detail. So many of the studies are looking at the human body. We're also looking at things that involve operations of a space vehicle on these long-duration missions and the technological advancements that will be required. For instance, on a multi-year Mars mission, we're going to need to be able to close the life support system, and that means we, right now, for instance, are taking solar power that we collect and using it to break apart water into oxygen and hydrogen. The oxygen we breathe, of course, we use the hydrogen, combine it back with the CO2 that we take out of the air and make more water. But water is such a precious resource up here that we also are cleaning up our urine and making it drinkable, and it's really not as bad as it sounds.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Better you than me. I will say, Colonel Fisher, you just arrived, and how was your trip? Complicated, easy? How did it go?
Oh, sir, it was awesome. It made even my beloved F-22 feel a little bit underpowered. It was, I launched in a Russian vehicle with my Russian friend, Fyodor Yurchikhin, from Kazakhstan. Got the immediate perspective change as we got to orbit, and I saw that frail, thin blue line of life around the Earth. 6 hours later, we're docked to the station. The next day, I install an experiment in the Japanese module that's going to be looking at new drugs and how we can make those drugs for muscular dystrophy, Alzheimer's, multi-drug-resistant bacteria, all sorts of things. A couple hours later, I watched our crewmate, Thomas Pesquet, a Frenchman, drive a Canadian robotic arm to capture a spaceship from Virginia carrying 3.5 tons of cargo and science that's going to keep us busy for the next few months and dock that to the station. Sir, it's amazing. Oh, and then, now I'm talking to the President of the United States while hanging from a wall. It's amazing. The International Space Station is by far the best example of international cooperation and what we can do when we work together in the history of humanity, and I am so proud to be a part of it. It's also just cool. Like, yesterday, I had, well, there you go. There's our resident space ninja doing the gravity demonstration, and yesterday morning, I had my coffee in floaty ball form, and, sir, it was delicious. So, it's awesome.
Tell me, Mars, what do you see a timing for actually sending humans to Mars? Is there a schedule, and when would you see that happening?
Well, I think as your bill directed, it'll be approximately in the 2030s. As I mentioned, we actually are building hardware to test the new heavy launch vehicle, and this vehicle will take us further than we've ever been away from this planet.
Take us further than we've ever been away from this planet. Isn't that exciting? We talked about in an earlier program how the president is funding a trip to Mars, and it's exciting to see us explore the creation of God. When you think about it, and read scriptures, the Lord lets us know that He created the universe. He created and put the stars in place. And of course, universe is a whole bunch of stars gathered together. And we're just exploring. It's just so exciting. But when we do these kind of adventures, things open up to us and we learn new things about, things that can help us as a people, medications and all kinds of things just happen. But, it's just exciting. 2030. So that means today, if you're 14, if you're 15 years old, you'll be 28 years old when reportedly we're going to be going to Mars. I think technology is multiplying so quickly that it may be sooner than that. If the Lord doesn't come back, if not, we're all going to go past Mars and just wave goodbye as we go to be with the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Like.